The One Day You Were My Husband by Rosie Walsh, read by Amelia Fox. For George, my very own holiday fling. Chapter 1, Thailand, September 2010. They came for him when night had fallen, when the sea and the sky were one black spread, broken only by the light of a squid boat somewhere far out. Over the soft reggae playing behind the bar, we could hear the half-hearted collapse of tiny wavelets, exhausted after the storm. Lingering smells of briny seaweed, meat cooked in galangal and chili. It felt as if we were the only people in Thailand. Me and him and our handful of ad hoc wedding guests. There was a well-being retreat further down the beach, but their lights had gone out hours ago. A short while before they came for him, someone started playing Something About the Way You Look Tonight. And although neither of us really loved the song, knew the words even, we knew it to be the cue for our first dance. We walked down the wooden steps onto the sand and swayed slowly on the beach like the couple in that picture on my wall at university. Johan and me. A rain-puddled beach. Kulap and Tan holding umbrellas over our heads even though the storm had long passed. In the years that followed, I would wonder about that storm. What might have been if it hadn't come? If we'd married earlier in the day like we'd planned? Might we have taken a ride to the nearest town for some drinks at sundown, gone to a remote beach for a twilight swim? What if they'd come looking for him, found nobody, and given up? Perhaps we'd have managed to take the boat back to the mainland a few days later. Perhaps we'd have got back safely to Bangkok. Home to Europe, even. Perhaps I'd have started out as a surgical registrar with Johan Kuhlberg, my husband, next to me in bed when I woke up before dawn to get to the hospital. Although, who knows, perhaps we'd have been divorced by the time I was 30. But I think we'd still be together. We could have lived anywhere in the world. Singapore, Dubrovnik, Boston. The world was our oyster, with our careers. Nothing would have been off the table. Children? No children. It could have gone either way. What I'm certain of, though, is that we'd have been happy, even if we'd continued as we had begun. Just two people living together in that sweet little flat in London. One of us could have died early, I suppose, although I'd like to hope not. But what might our lives look like now if the storm hadn't come and we hadn't been on the beach that evening? Who would he be to me? But the storm did come, and we married hours later than planned. We drank Singer cocktails, something unsanitary from a backpacker's hip flask. We danced, we kissed, and every time we did, I smiled into his smiling mouth because I loved him so much. I hold the sense memory of his solid body under my hands even now, the width of his back. A khaki-striped T-shirt was his morning suit, while I wore a dress I'd bought for a few baht in the night market. Somebody had put a flower garland on one of the beach dogs. Elton John stopped playing, but we continued to dance, holding each other. Two ripe young fruit. We moved slowly, his hands warm on my body, and I could happily have left our wedding party right then at 8 o'clock to be alone with him. But I stayed and danced, because I wanted that too. And for those last few moments, it was beautiful. Until our wedding was swarming with armed men,